Are you planning to initiate a lawsuit against the Obama administration and President Obama over his use of executive action?
I am.
Can you explain why that is necessary and what you hope to achieve?
You know, the Constitution makes it clear that a president's job is to faithfully execute the laws. In my view, the president has not faithfully executed the laws. We have a system of government outlined in our Constitution with the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. Congress has its job to do, and so does the president. And when there's conflicts like this between the legislative branch and the administrative branch, it's, in my view, our responsibility to stand up for this institution in which we serve.
Could this lead to an impeachment proceeding against the president?
This is not about impeachment. This is about his faithfully executing the laws of our country.
Mr. Speaker, over 3 days, there's been three separate hearings on the IRS. We've heard from the IRS commissioner. The head archivist has said it's clear to him that they broke the law. Still, the administration has not responded or done anything about this. What else can and will the House of Representatives do to pursue the IRS case?
Well, I think the committees that have been looking at this, the Ways and Means Committee and the Government Reform Committee, I think at least one of the committees have put together a letter trying to get into what I will call the forensics of what happened and who else may be aware of this and to track down any possible way that those emails may be retrieved. So that's the current thinking on
but
this.
But beyond that, though, any type of court action or any suit on that? Sending a letter is...
We've passed a bill calling for a special prosecutor. We've asked for a special prosecutor. Those requests have fallen on deaf ears at this point.